Those were two different items, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say.
Let's start, we'll start with just the proposed resolution. wait a minute. I am so sorry. I slid over. All right. We're going to just go with proposed resolution number 2-8201537 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting supplemental budget for the General Nolan Center Park and Recreation Sales Tax Transient Tax Funds for the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska for the fiscal year 2019-2020.
Item move to postpone resolution number 08-20-1537.
We moved. We have a second.
Second. This is Powell.
Seconded by Powell. Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, Joyce and I just realized we needed to be conveying the information for this in a more detailed fashion that was easier to understand. And so we just asked to postpone this item until we could provide it in a better format for you.
Okay, Kim, so can we just move for postponement? Could someone need to move now that a motion's been made?
Yes,
it was postponed.
The motion was made and seconded.
Sorry, you guys, I'm so tired.
It's okay.
Tonight.
It's okay.
Right. Any further discussion on this? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Sure. Assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple? Oh, I think you're muted.
Sorry. Yeah, yes.
Okay. Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Yes. Item 13B, approval amendment of professional service agreement with R&M Engineering in Ketchikan in the amount of $41,021.
Move to approve the amendment to professional service agreement with R&M Engineering Ketchikan in the amount of $41,021.
Second.
It's been seconded by Ann. Assemblymember Morrison. Discussion. Lisa, do you... anything specific you need to tell us?
Mr. Mayor, this is the addition of the other survey items to the contract with R&M. We've outlined exactly what those are. If anybody has any specific questions, we can answer those for you. Carol's on the line as well to assist.
Any specific questions for Carol or Lisa? All right, seeing none, poll vote please, Kim.
I am muted.
No problem.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13E, resolution number 08-20-1538 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget and multiple funds, providing for the amendment to the professional service agreement for the land development survey services project.
Move to approve resolution 08-20-1538.
Moved by Morrison.
Second by Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. Welcome back, Patty. Discussion, Lisa.
Mr. Mayor, this is the resolution accompanying the agenda item that was just approved, and this allocates the money. Just to be clear, the money for the Marine Service Center survey is already budgeted in the Industrial Construction Fund. We have to move money in the amount of $22,890.20 from the Electric Fund reserves into that budget to cover the Case Avenue survey. And we need to move money from the general fund reserves into the residential construction fund in order to pay for these other two sort of anomalous land surveys where we have right-of-way street issues.
Okay, thank you. Discussion.
I'm just really happy to see these surveys getting done.
Anyone else? Seeing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Sure. Assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Resolution number 08-0-1539 in the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, declaring an economic disaster in the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, due to COVID-19 and poor regional returns of all salmon species.
Move to approve resolution 08-20-1539.
David, I think you made a mistake there. It's 08-0-1539. Would you restate the?
I think it said, mine says 08-20-1539.
Mine says 08-0. Which one should it be?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
So that was something that there was a mistake when it was originally published. I republished it and sent something out, so it should be 20.
Okay, I'm going to reread for the record, just so we're on track. Resolution number 08-20-1539 in the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, declaring an economic disaster in the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska due to COVID-19 and poor regional returns of all salmon species. David, you're up.
Again, move to approve resolution 08-20-1539.
Thank you.
Second.
It's been seconded by Hal. Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, thank you. As you know, we are facing unprecedented times in terms of potential impact on our economy due to COVID-19 with the lack of a tourism economy this summer and with the abysmal fish returns that we've had for our salmon species regionally in this area. And I realize that we don't have conclusive data on how the fishing season is going to turn out yet, but we know that it's bad. In my opinion, we're far enough along into the season to realize that we're not gonna have the returns that we need. And so given the information that we do have, given that we only had one fish processor open this year, and given all of the economic information that we have on jobs and the impact of COVID in all of the information that is attached to this, I really felt like it was time for Wrangell to get out in front of this and declare an economic disaster. And I don't know where this will end up, Mr. Mayor. If I don't know that the state will do anything on our behalf, nor do I know if the state does, if the feds will. But I certainly want us to be on the front end of this because we know what the impacts, we know how hard this is going to be on us. I don't know what this winter is going to look like for Wrangell, frankly. And given the stressors coming from state government because of the state being broke, essentially, and the downward pressure that's going to create in the next fiscal year, and all of the potential impacts that we have locally for our own infrastructure needs that we have, and increases that are going to potentially have to be made for our enterprise fund revenues. We've got a perfect storm, and I really feel like that needs to be recognized on the economic impact side of things right now. I went ahead and attached the resolution that Cordova did. I actually hadn't realized that they'd passed one, and I was futzing around looking for fishing information to see if there was any data online, and happened to see Cordova's resolution, so I attached it, and frankly ended up using a little bit of their language. But if anybody has any questions, please let me know. I worked very diligently to put as much information into this as I could.
You bet. Assemblymember Morrison?
No, it's good. I'll be very curious, has our lobbyist done any visiting with the executive branch on the situation here? Do you know? Has that been requested of him?
It has not. I actually had a conversation with our lobbyist last week following the state primary, the results of the state primary. Huge, mm-hmm. huge shakeups. But we did not talk about this, but I will engage with him regarding this. And I will engage with our neighbors here in the region as well. I'll ship our resolution to Cordova since they've done one already. And I'll get this out to our regional neighbors here to let them know that we've done it.
Okay, thank you.
Assemblymember Gilbert.
Yes, I was going to request that you send this declaration to our lobbyist. And the other request that I had in mind was to supply an easy pathway for the public to read these documents, the surveys and the reports. It really paints a very grim picture for Wrangell and Southeast in general. And I know our community is aware of our dire economic picture, but I think it should be freely shared with the community if it could be posted on our website. And it probably already is, knowing the efficiency of our borough clerk.
We'll make sure that stuff gets this economic information gets posted so people can read it.
I was with my son selling fish the other day, and the tender operator told us that the average take of the fishermen in Juneau, the boat average, was $8,000 per boat. That's for the season. That was the average boat take. So, you know, that should be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000. So probably for a lot of boats, way more. So it is really horrible. Ann?
Yeah, my grandson just came up getting off a tender in Ketchikan, and he said it was abysmal. But it was really good up in Bristol Bay. But
right.
down here in Southeast, he said they only made 4 hauls.
Oh, wow.
In a month.
Yeah.
So.
No, I know there's concerns for the hatchery to be able to stock and cost recovery. And so it's grim. And I think I would, like Patty, encourage people to go and read the economic information. We keep talking about this, that the money is drying up. And I still think there is a belief in Alaska that the great government pod is going to come bail us out. It is not going to happen. And so, yeah, we've got a real perfect storm, as Lisa likes to say, lining up here, and it's terrifying. Okay. Any other thoughts or questions on that declaration of disaster? Seeing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Sure. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Brian Howe?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanta?
Yes. Item 13G, approval of CARES Act expenditure in the amount of $15,000 for Southeast Senior Services for Senior Center Van Match funding for COVID-19 mitigation services for Wrangell seniors.
Move to approve CARES Act expenditures in the amount of $15,000 for Southeast Senior Services for Senior Center Van Match funding for COVID-19 mitigation services for Wrangell seniors.
Good move. Second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Morrison. Thank you. Lisa, do you want to bring us up to speed on this project?
Sure, Mr. Mayor, thank you. So as the assembly may be aware, the van that the senior center had couldn't be operated anymore. And so this summer they ended up having to go and buy a new van. And that van has been being used. Normally it's used to transport seniors to and from the senior center or for critical activities. But in the time of COVID, that van has been essential in being used in delivering meals, because all congregate meals at the senior center have been ended. And so additional meal service delivery, I put in there nearly 1,500 additional meals beyond what is normally served have been delivered because of the COVID situation. Additionally, the senior center is offering the service of pickup and delivery of prescription medications. They're supplementing pickup and delivery of groceries for seniors. They're supplementing pickup and delivery of mail for seniors. And part of what they're doing also is just general wellness checks. You know, they're a face-to-face person there that is handing items off to seniors. So without that van in place, none of these services to our most vulnerable populations would be possible. And so we're asking, Southeast Senior Services was able to get funding from DOT for 80% of the 85% of the van purchase. And they have asked for any assistance we might be able to give in making up that difference. And we believe that this is a reasonable expenditure of CARES Act funding. And I've provided a breakdown in the agenda statement of where that puts us with the unallocated amount that we have right now if we make these all three of these expenditures that are on the agenda to use CARES money.
Thank you. Any questions? Lisa, can we please have a provision put into that somehow that once COVID is over, that van remains in our community, is not reallocated to another community? If we're putting our money into the van, it would be nice to see it stay in our community.
Absolutely. I'll put that provision on.
Thank you. Assemblymember Gilbert.
I do appreciate the keeping track of how much CARES money we have left. And for the public, if we approve the next two items, we'll have $215,794 in that CARES fund.
And then I'd just like to say how much I appreciate the senior center services. It's incredible. They really go above and beyond, and they've done a fantastic job for seniors in this really difficult time. And it's sort of an invisible service if you're not somebody that utilizes it. But I know my wife has spoken highly of the things that they've been able to bring to our elders in the community. And so I really appreciate that. And this is a way that we can help support them in their activities. Assemblymember Gilbert, your hand is still up. I'm not sure if it's down. Okay, thank you.
You were playing hand up, hand down. Hand up, hand down.
All right, we'll run with that. Okay, poll vote please, Kim.
Sure. Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13H, approval of CARES Act expenditure in the amount of $6,700 for KSTK radio for COVID-19 related broadcasting and public service notices.
Move to approve CARES Act expenditure in the amount of $6,700 for KST radio for COVID-19 related broadcasting and public service notices.
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. Thank you. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. KSTK has been instrumental in assisting the EOC and Mr. Mayor, yourself and me early on, doing basically COVID updates every day, getting the word out to the community. And that came at, you know, at considerable time and effort for the radio station. And so KSTK has provided information to us on how this money would basically reimburse them for the time and expenses they incurred in providing that extra assistance to us, and that this would cover them moving forward for some time as well. And so we'd really like to be able to provide this additional assistance to them, especially in light of the fact that, you know, all their other funding sources are literally drying up. So.
Okay. Any questions? I again just can't say enough about Cindy and her crew. I don't necessarily always agree with some of the stuff that they have happened there, but I do appreciate that it is our local voice and that they're there to help us get the word out on the COVID and also in emergency. So I think I see how she valued everything, and I, you know, for the value that we get out of it, it's well undervalued. So I think this is an excellent expenditure, and I would hate to see us lose our local voice. So I'm glad they put in for something. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Sure. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13I, approval of contract with Ketchikan Mechanical for the touchless plumbing fixtures project in the amount of $256,505.65.
Move to approve the contract with Ketchikan Mechanical for the touchless plumbing fixtures project in the amount of $265,505.65.
Second. We'll go with Powell on that one. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I also may ask Amber Al-Haddad to join me in providing information. Essentially, this is in the list that's in the agenda statement, library, community center, swimming pool, Nolan Center public bathrooms, public safety building public bathrooms, Harbor Building public bathrooms, high school, middle school, and elementary primary school touchless fixtures in the restrooms there in order to help mitigate COVID moving forward. And a considerable amount of research was done on behalf of the Capitol facility by the Capitol Facilities Department staff. They went out to bid with this and received only one bid from Ketchikan Mechanical, and they've reviewed the bid results and are suggesting that we move forward. $250,000 is in the allocate. We've pre-allocated $250,000 to this effort. So we need just a little bit more, obviously, here out of the existing pool of unallocated funds, just over $15,000. And so administration is recommending moving forward with this. I will add, you know, one of the things that has been talked about is, you know, you go to these newfangled machines like touchless is new, other than that I spend so much time in airport bathrooms, or used to anyway, screaming at faucets because they wouldn't work. But, you know, there's more maintenance associated with these things. And that issue has been looked at and is recognized, certainly, but the staff feels like it can be accommodated with a reasonable preventative maintenance schedule and making sure that the settings are appropriate. So we talked about wasting water because, you know, these toilets will flush. So just need to make sure that we're keeping settings appropriately managed, and that batteries in these things are being maintained in order to make sure that they're running efficiently. And I'll certainly let Amber add to that or answer any questions.
Amber, I see Assemblymember Powell has a question first.
Well, actually, Lisa has talked about my concern. And my concern is every time that this city has got money for something and increased our infrastructure or done something like this, later on the road, we pay for it. So I am very concerned. And also, I mean, I hope this does improve with the current assembly and the administration, but our background of not keeping up on stuff and not maintaining it has not been very good. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of worried about what this might cost us 3 years from now.
Assemblymember Morrison.
You have a point, Dave. I've got a question. We're responsible, I think I know the answer to this. We're responsible for the high school, middle school, and elementary building, correct? Is that why it's coming out of our COVID money and not theirs for the high school, middle school, and elementary?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
So we are responsible for capital projects.
Okay.
And major maintenance for the facilities and our threshold that we have determined for capital and major maintenance is $25,000.
Okay. So. Thank you, Lisa.
You know, there is, of course, the research changes all the time, right? And we now are seeing, as we read the literature, that where once they were very concerned about touch surfaces, they are no longer as concerned about touch surfaces. And so, you know, Dave's point about the maintenance is a good point. Maybe Amber can answer that for us in terms of what's the lifespan of these, because they have to be replaced at some point, I would imagine. What's the maintenance requirements? Or we only had one bidder. Was it a product that we bid, a certain product that we know or like, or was it the guy picked the product and bid that product? What does it cost to keep this stuff up? Are you there still, Amber?
I'm still here. Okay.
There you are.
Yeah, so your concerns are valid. And we had the same concerns when the idea to switch to touchless was discussed internally. We did a little bit of research on these units. The maintenance was our biggest concern, obviously. And the longevity, I can't really speak to. We didn't look at the longevity or the lifespan of these units. My assumption is that they're similar to most any of the commercial units. The Capital Facilities Department did select the units that were specified. And as far as your question goes as to why we only had one bidder, we actually had, as far as we know, we had three people looking at it. Two of them only picked up the project 2 days before it bid. We ended up extending that by 2 days, the bid date, to give them time to put some numbers in. The third person was our local mechanical contractor, and he was looking at it, and he said he just became busy, and he didn't have the time to meet our time frame. But you know, it is a concern. Again, I said it in the agenda statement. The maintenance is going to increase the maintenance requirements on these units. Right now, unless there's a faulty product, there's, you know, the toilets and the faucets are pretty much mostly maintenance free. But, you know, there is the concern of the transmission of the virus, you know, and other pathogens through surface transmission. So it's a, you know, the consideration is for health and safety. So you have to weigh that against your maintenance issues. Steve, I think
you're muted, Steve.
Thanks. On the other side of it, you've got a universal fixture throughout the schools and the city, and so that would lend itself to probably some ease of maintaining parts and replacement and cross training on working on them and so on. So, I mean, there's probably some advantages there. Assembly
member, an added benefit. To tag on to what you just said, Mayor, is that, you know, a lot of our faucets and toilets are many, many years old. So this is an opportunity to get those replaced as well with a new unit.
Assembly Member Gilbert?
Yes, I was also going to add that one advantage is that we have universal commodes throughout the town, so that maintenance may benefit from that. Another question is, can this sole supplier meet our delivery requirement timeframe?
They're not certain. I called them 2 days ago and talked to them about that. They got quotes from their vendors, they said, but there was no concern mentioned of the timeframe. But they said as soon as we give them the go-ahead, they'll put the time in to confirm what those lead times look like. And just a clarification on our time frame too, we did put a provision in the contract that requires them to be complete with the project in enough time to allow us to finalize our fact reporting and ensure that we don't have a problem there. So, you know, ideally the products will come in. We assume there'll be a bit of a lead time for those because there seems to be, especially with the touchless stuff right now, what we're seeing. But if we can at least get them here, we'll get those paid for. And the contractor will get paid for only what they install by a certain date. And we have certain provisions and unit prices scheduled in the contract to allow us to make that determination without trouble.
Okay, and then my other comment, when I first thought about this being a really great idea and having touchless fixtures throughout the bathroom, then new scientific research comes out that indicates that the spray from commodes, now they're concerned about that. So it's just kind of a moving target. But to be very clear for the public, this is only commodes, and we're going out for a separate bid on touchless faucets and touchless sanitizers.
It's everything.
This is everything?
This project is not everything, actually. This project is for the toilets, the urinals, and the faucets only. Right. What we had another solicitation that was out on the street for bid. that we received no bids for. That was for the touchless soap dispensers, hand sanitizers, and paper towel dispensers. We received no bids for that. So we need to determine what our next steps are if we want to pursue that. Further.
Any other questions? Amber, anything else from you?
I don't have anything else.
Lisa?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Poll vote, please.
Okay, Assembly Members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Keeps muting, yes.
Ryan Howe?
Did I say yes for Dave? Yes.
No, I have on this box, I have two Ryan Howes. Sorry about that. David Powell.
I like this system. I want two votes. Make it permanent.
David Powell?
No.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Approval to dispose of city surplus property. Item 13J.
Move to approve the disposition of surplus property in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.060 and to authorize the borough manager to dispose of any surplus items that were not bid on from the surplus sale in a manner that is in the best interest of the bureau. The borough.
I'll second it.
I don't want the borough.
It's been a long one. Discussion, Lisa.
Mr. Mayor, actually, the borough clerk is the one that put this together with our lead mechanic, and so I will defer to her. Essentially, it's getting rid of our two least valuable Crown Victorias.
Okay.
Howlers.
Perfect. Kim, was there any discussion about surplusing out the dump truck?
Well, Mr. Mayor, I can speak to that.
So it wasn't Kim. It is you. See?
It was on there.
So in fact, yes, Mr. Mayor, the dump truck was on the list, but I have not closed the loop with the assembly on how all of the information related to the acquisition of the new dump truck that we have. And so I didn't feel it was appropriate to bring the surplus of the old dump truck to you until I had that done.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, poll vote, please.
Sure. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's files available for assembly review at the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session. There is none. Item 16, adjournment, and we will adjourn at 10:01 p.m. Thank you very much to all the assembly and staff for sticking through a long meeting. Appreciate everybody's efforts. Have a good night.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night.